Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission urges the cash-strapped Harare to raise $132 million it needs to adequately finance this year's elections.
They will give us money for the elections, but we can't wait and say until they give us money, then we start doing this or start doing that. We've already started putting our machinery in place.
Zimbabweans commemorate the 14th anniversary of the death of the late ZAPU founder and vice president Joshua Nkomo, with Bulawayo naming the city's main street after him.
We're celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Joshua Nkomo, who is the founding father of the nation of Zimbabwe. We're celebrating his works in a traditional way, with traditional artists entertaining people and with speakers.
And long-term election observers from the African Union meet with ZANU-PF officials to discuss the political situation in the country ahead of the polls. South Africa has called on the court to push the polls back at least 1 month so basic reforms can be put in place. The court ordered recently that the polls be held by July 31st, but MDC leaders Welshman Ncube and Morgan Tsvangirai filed appeals last week seeking a delay of the vote. South African President Jacob Zuma's foreign policy advisor Lindiwe Zulu said yesterday that in considering the appeals, the Constitutional Court should, quote, be sensitive to the process of the resolution of some of the tensions in the build-up to elections.
Ms. Zulu added that Zimbabwe should do all it possibly can to avoid the violence that plagued the 2008 runoff. Speaking in South Africa on the same issue, U.S. President Barack Obama urged Zimbabwe to hold a free and fair election, adding that, quote, reform needs to move forward so people can cast their votes freely. Zimbabweans in general say they are waiting for the court ruling with bated breath, and politicians are now fully in election mode following the dissolution of parliament and the registration of candidates by the nomination court.
Just look at your neighbor, Zimbabwe, where the promise of liberation gave way to the corruption of power. And then the collapse of the economy. Now, after the leaders of this region, led by South Africa, brokered an end to what has been a long-running crisis, Zimbabweans have a new constitution. The economy is beginning to recover. So there is an opportunity to move forward, but only if there is an election that is free and fair and peaceful, so that Zimbabweans can determine their future without fear of intimidation and retribution. And after elections, there must be respect for the universal rights upon which democracy depends.
National Healing Minister Moses Mzilandlovu of the Ncube MDC tells Ntungamile Nkomo his party is cautiously optimistic that the court will punt on the polls.
We are expecting that the Constitutional Court will be favorably responsive to the request to extend the polling day, because that request was made as a result of a resolution in Maputo, what we called the Maputo resolution of the SADC Troika. And therefore, it is imperative that we state it categorically that we respect the rule of law, and the ruling of this Constitutional Court will be respected, yes. But our expectation is that they then will be sensitive to the concerns of our party, in the sense that there is a roadmap that was agreed upon, and there are clearly there are outstanding issues that were not implemented. Issues that were agreed upon but not implemented. This is where the gist of the matter lies. And so our expectation is that the Constitutional Court will take into account those outstanding agreed upon issues in the roadmap that have not been implemented, to give Zimbabwe time to implement those, so that then we can proceed on to have an uncontestable, you know, outcome of the election, because the conditions, the environment would have been made so conducive that there will be no one going to approach the same courts, you know, challenging the outcome of those elections.
But ZANU-PF Deputy Information Director of Psychology Mazwisa says the court should stick to its initial July 31 date.
These countries need to desist from this practice of delving into our internal affairs and prejudging and preempting what our courts should say and all kinds of things. It's not the normal practice of international law, and I think it is tantamount to some sort of, I think diplomatic problems. I think we need to appreciate that Zimbabwe is an